Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gatzacker. A fire destroyed a Wausau car garage over the weekend. South Area Fire Rescue says it was their first ever five-alarm incident. A total of 150 firefighters spent 8 hours pouring over a quarter million gallons of water on the flames. Crews as far away as Athens, Merrill, and Stratford all lent a hand, but were unable to save six buildings, which are all considered a total loss. A shuttered paper mill with a history dating back to 1882 was also decimated by fire in Menasha over the weekend. Firefighters remained on the scene of the fire at the Whiting Mill until yesterday morning. Nina Menasha Fire Rescue posted on Facebook that Sunday's massive fire was under control. Fire danger was considered high all last weekend, and wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour didn't help either. It's the time of year when black bears are starting to wake up and get moving. As WXPR reported yesterday, sometimes this can lead to conflicts with people and other animals. Katie Thorison explains how best to avoid issues when it comes to bears.
After a long winter deep sleep, bears often wake up with a focus on food.
They're out actively searching, opportunistically looking for food sources. At this time, there's not a lot of food sources available until that greenup occurs.
That's Brad Cooley, a wildlife damage specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. He says when bears can't find their natural food sources easily, they'll search out those left by humans. That can mean garbage cans, bird feeders, or even leftovers on the grill or picnic table.
You know, looking around your yard or around your house, you know, and just making note of those potential food sources. Here every year, I live just outside of Minocqua, in the spring we have to bring our garbage cans in and leave them inside, the garage for a few weeks, until greenup occurs. So it's just, taking a good inventory around your house, recognizing those food attractants and then removing them and keeping them inaccessible to bear.
If bears do get into something around your house, they're likely to keep coming back. Cooley says there are ways to stop bears. The Wisconsin DNR and USDA work together to help homeowners. Every year, they respond to roughly 800 bear-related complaints in Wisconsin. Last year, 160 bears were trapped and relocated. Six were euthanized. Cooley reminds people bears are wild animals. You're not helping them by feeding them.
You never know what the reaction of that bear is going to be, and obviously that can lead to people getting injured or even killed, us to having to euthanize that bear as well because of that habituated or aggressive behavior. So, yeah, feeding bear and while it may be neat to observe and take photographs of that bear, it's not good, potentially not good for the human and certainly not good for the wildlife and the bear.
There's roughly 23,000 black bears in Wisconsin. We have more resources on how to avoid negative bear conflicts on our website, WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Millions of people across the country lost jobs last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That includes many people in Wisconsin. But while workers in the Badger State did suffer, Wisconsin fared better than many other states. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says that from September 2019 to September of 2020, Wisconsin lost about 5% of total jobs. Nationally, the average was 6.8%, while neighboring states like Michigan lost almost 8% of total jobs. Taking the biggest hit were jobs that required being face-to-face, especially in the leisure and hospitality sector. Mark Sommerhauser is the communications director and a policy researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
And now that we are hopefully in a period where, case levels are starting to decline, we're sort of steadily edging, hopefully closer back to a more normal way of living. Hopefully this puts Wisconsin in a little better position than some other parts of the country to continue to rebuild its economy.
Researchers say 74% of the jobs lost in the state from March to April of 2020 have been regained. There are plenty of companies hiring people to work in the North Woods right now. More than 50 companies are registered for a virtual job fair tomorrow. It covers employers from Wood to Vilas counties. Jenny Qualchek is an employment and training specialist with the Department of Workforce Development.
One company that's registered, they have over 20 openings, and that's just one company. I know a couple companies have raised their minimum wage increase just to get the job seekers there. So there definitely is a need for job seekers for our businesses in the North Woods.
The jobs range from retailers and fast food restaurants to medical groups and work-from-home companies. Qualcheck recommends people register for the virtual career fair ahead of time. You can find registration information on our website, wxpr.org. The virtual job fair is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. With WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.